This is Refim Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori from Casa Italiana Zerilli Marimò at New York University at the world premiere of Before Neorealism, Italy's Forgotten Cinema. And I'm here with the director, David Limorea. Hi, David.
Hi.
The amount of information contained in your documentary is truly impressive. And can you talk about the idea that drove you to make this documentary that covers an important missing piece of Italian movie making history?
Well, it was just that ever since I began studying world cinema, I noticed that we always started with neorealism. And at first, they always kind of tell it as, well, it's a series of films that came out after post-war that showed how life in Italy was after the war. And it came from as the response of films that preceded it. And that was just about as far as they took it. So I kind of grew tired of that. And then I went to Italy and I spent a summer there where I learned more about the history of fascist cinema. And so I decided to get a master's degree on that topic. And from there, I went on and decided to make it into a full-fledged documentary.
Years of study and research are clearly present in your documentary as footage and in interviews. How did you choose the expert to interview?
Well, I was lucky because basically at NYU had all the resources. It had everybody who wrote the book on the subject is essentially tied to NYU in one way or another. My thesis advisor in Italy, Vito Zagarillo, has written many books and has actually made a couple of documentaries on the topic, I believe in the 80s. So everybody, all these really amazing experts, the leaders of their knowledge on the subject, were all within my grasp and were all very enthusiastic to help out and very excited to be a part of the documentary.
And what about the footage? How did you choose it?
Well, I chose a lot of the footage because I originally wanted to approach this film more theoretically than historically. And I found that to be the biggest challenge because a lot of the experts that I spoke with refused to kind of budge from their own criticisms and entertain my theoretical ideas. So a lot of the clips that I choose are kind of direct examples from my own theories as to what the techniques were used to promote the ideas of the regime and their used to promote their agenda and how they were utilized in the films. It's somewhat subtle because it had to be. So everything that I put in the film has specific details that you can see that you can understand are aesthetic choices made by the filmmakers to personify an idyllic vision of Italy and its people, or the adverse for the foreigners.
The producer of the movie is Alberto Zambenedetti, whom you also interview in the movie. He's one of my favorite reviewers for the online movie journal Gli Spietati. How did your collaboration with Alberto begin?
Actually, I originally met Alberto in that initial summer in Italy where he was my intermediate Italian teacher. So we actually got off on a pretty rough foot. We didn't get along very well. But towards the end of the summer, we ended up being pretty good friends because we realized that we had a good relationship and a common interest in cinema. And I expressed that I wanted to kind of work in Italy with cinema. And his response is, oh, you want to work in a dead industry? And it just so happened that he had a lot of interest in and knowledge about the history of Italian fascist cinema. Both he and Vito, who is also the producer of the film, were able to kind of fill in the blanks that I needed and provide more of the critical view as opposed to the historical view as well, because they're both very knowledgeable about the history of fascism and its use of cinema, as well as they were able to watch it with a more critical and artistic eye. So that was really invaluable to me on both ends.
Your documentary seems perfect for an Italian movie lover or like a student of films. Was your intention to create material for students in order to better understand Italian neorealism?
Yes, absolutely. But I make it in a way that it hopefully appeals to anybody who just wants to learn about Italian cinema and up to an advanced study, an advanced student. I use a lot of basic elements in it where it's easy to understand, but I also hide things in there and I make it a little bit more challenging, like the void discourse. The void discourse, when if you don't know anything about Italian cinema or Italian in general, if you don't speak the language, that you're unfortunately going to just lose that whole segment of the film. But also, if you're relatively advanced and you're fluent in Italian and you understand the language, you'll get a lot of benefit from it. And I feel like that kind of will be a source of pride for anybody who's not like a native Italian speaker, because they can see, and even for native Italian speakers who don't know how the rules changed back then to go from the lei to the voi.
What is the next step of the for neorealism?
Now we are planning to show it in a variety of cultural institutions and universities. We're going to show it in Chicago, Rochester. FIT expressed some interest. And we kind of just want to get it shown and circulated so we can find distribution and hopefully maintain educational licensing so we can bring it to universities all over the country and the world. So if anybody's interested in distributing this film, feel free to contact me.
Great. What are you working on now?
Now I'm starting my next documentary, which is about Wickiwatchee Springs, which is a small city in Florida known as the City of Mermaids, where for almost 70 years, it's a small roadside attraction where for nearly 70 years, women perform these underwater, fully choreographed mermaid shows. It's a really magical thing to watch. It's a huge departure from the academic scope of before neorealism. So it should be an interesting process.
Thanks a lot and good luck. I'm Samantha Sartori from Casa Italiana Zerilli Marimò at New York University at the world premiere of Before Neorealism for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.